You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
Sean P. Diddy, Diddy Combs, whatever his current moniker is. It's been a while since he's had an album, I think. U.S. Department of Homeland Security opening that investigation into him, searching his properties in Los Angeles and the Miami area this last week. Well, they believe that there might be something going on in the world of sex trafficking. And Diddy had many civil allegations being brought against him in the last several years, kind of reminiscent to what life was like before R. Kelly went down. Joining us to discuss, Eric Fattis, former prosecutor and defense attorney. This ain't looking too good for Diddy at this point, when you got two places on opposite ends of the country with federal agents going through them.
Yeah, the optics of it are terrible for Diddy. And you know, we've heard murmurs from other sources, you know, about allegations of misconduct of a sexual nature. We heard Cassie, his former romantic partner, and there was an interesting statement Cassie's attorney issued after these raids that essentially said, you know, wasn't supportive of Diddy, even though Cassie had settled with Diddy. It was essentially like he needs to be held accountable for his depraved conduct. Yep. Which tells me the Cassie camp knows of some stuff that happened. And they're realizing that from their perspective, Diddy is about to get his comeuppance.
Yeah, I mean, Diddy has settled with most people, including Cassie, after quite some time. He did finally settle there. But it's one allegation after another. And I get it. When you're in the spotlight to that level, you're going to have accusations against you no matter what, whether you're most clean-cut person in the world, you did nothing wrong, to, you know, you have R. Kelly-esque characters, or maybe even Diddy-esque characters. But something like this, where it's a pattern, it's one after the other. You know, the government investigates things, you know, before they just go in and start raiding someone's home. At what point are they at in this investigation to where they had helicopters swarming over these homes and federal agents going into them the way that they did?
Totally. So the viewers should be aware, like, it's not as if the government just received a hot tip on Wednesday that Diddy was doing something wrong and they go and raid both of his houses. No. This investigation has likely been going on for a lot longer than that. Usually the government has to build a substantial foundation mm-hmm. of incriminating evidence against somebody, present it to a judge, get a search warrant, and have a judge sign off and say, yes, there's probable cause to search these properties. And then the government goes out and executes that search warrant. So my apprehension is that they have a bulk of information they've been working on for quite some time that has led to this sort of initial culmination of these raids on Diddy's houses.
Probable cause. Let's talk about that for a second and what that actually means. Because, you know, it's not just there were these civil allegations against him. That means they got some information. There's something there that they had to go to a judge to get a warrant, a federal judge to get a warrant, which is not the easiest thing in the world to do. And then go and raid these homes. I mean, just pure speculation. We don't know what exactly is on that. We have not seen it as of right now. What could possibly be the catalyst for this that the judge said, yeah, go?
You know, it could be a number of things. It could be a report of some sexual impropriety that happened in the house. And perhaps the alleged victim said, hey, we were, you know, near the pool and there was this bar there and Diddy like cracked a bottle or, you know, who knows? I'm just speculating hypothetically. But and then the government would want to go in and look at the topography of that area. You know, perhaps there's a victim who said, yeah, and I actually my undergarments were left at the property. And so the federal agents go in and they search for those undergarments. Perhaps there are cameras, especially at large sprawling, you know, mansion-like compounds. There might be forensic and digital evidence that the government needs to go in and try to secure and review. And so who knows exactly what was the catalyst for granting these search warrants. But the government has information and they're going in there to either corroborate or build mm-hmm. their body of evidence by securing pieces of evidence. You know, maybe one of the victims said that Diddy was wearing a shirt with flames on it or something. And then they go in and they find that shirt. Yeah. It's sort of trying to corroborate what these alleged victims have said.
Because it's not just, hey, they're going in, let's, you know, hey, Bill, there's a computer tower here, let's take that. It's they have to go in with intent and know what they're going after. They can't just like clean the house of everything and, you know, hope for the best. Let's comb through everything, literally.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they have to be going in with, like, we're looking for this, we need that, and be able to come out with that. And then that has to then, you know, corroborate with whatever reason they had to go in to begin with. Why is it, and again, I have to preface this as of our time of recording, because this could change pretty damn quick, and I wouldn't be surprised if it did. He's still free. He was at an airport yesterday, seen pacing around, kind of surprised he didn't get on the airplane, but I'm wondering if federal agents did warn him, saying, don't get on that plane. Why has he not been arrested yet? If you're going into someone's home and doing all this, a lot of times this coincides with an arrest as well.
You know, yes, oftentimes it does. But typically what the government will do is they will conduct the raid, they will add to their body of evidence, and then they will seek an arrest warrant. Mm. So they'll be able to procure it, hopefully for the government's sake, additional evidence against Diddy through these raids, add that to everything they have, and then go to a federal judge and say, hey, look, not only do we have the stuff that gave us the warrant, but we've got the stuff we got since the warrant. This person, we've reached probable cause to arrest them. You need to issue this arrest warrant. And so I'm wondering if that will kind of be the next step after the government analyzes what they procured from the raids.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.